Welcome to Shul Machshava on the Daf. Shir sponsor Lui Nishmas Arbi Akashom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bo Metzia Daf Lamed Hey. The Gemara in the middle of Amud Aleph explains why at times the Loivet trusts the Malvet and doesn't require him to do a Shvu. But the Malvet at that same time will not trust the Loivet and will require him to do a Shvu. So says the Gemara, the Loivet looks at the Malvet and he says that he is doing the Pasuk Tumas Yeshorim Tanchem. Rashi explains, if not that he was Abdom Yosher, that he was a trustworthy man, that he is a straightforward, that he doesn't lie, he would not become rich. The fact that Kadosh Baruch Hu made someone rich, that means he's a Yosher. That's what it means, Tumas Yeshorim Tanchem, that he will get a guidance from Shemayim because he's a Yosher. And the Malva looks at the Loive and says the opposite, because the second part of the Pasuk is, the ones that are not Yosher, the ones that are boiged, that they betray, they will not have success. So if the Loive is poor and needs money, the Malva says most probably he is not someone who is trustworthy and that's why he's poor. So first of all, the Gemara here is giving us a insight that the rich, if someone is rich, that means he's a Adam Yosher. And if someone is poor, that can be an indication that he's not Yosher. So the Ben Yoyada points out right away that's not every person this way. It's a pi roiv. It goes based on majority. The majority of rich people are Yosher, and the majority of poor people are not Yosher. And he brings a simon l'dover that the letters Aleph Beis mean emuna brocha. Someone who you can trust, that has emuna that you can rely on, bracha, that brings bracha to the house. Gimel Dalid, Gneva Dalus, someone who is not trustworthy, he's a thief, so that he will become poor. A Ganov has Dalus. And what the Ben Yoyada seems to say, it's not really based on numbers, but it means that Ashirus is a good indication that someone is a Yosher. And Dalus is an indication that someone may, you could expect him that maybe he is a Ganov. Not that the roiv case of someone who's poor is a ganav, but that there is some what to rely on that the malva says, I need you to do a shvuah, I can't just trust your word. One important he'orah that comes out from this Gemara, just to explain the pasuk, because these psukim are brought down another place. They brought down Masechet Shabbos da Peches. There the Gemara brings a story that a Rava was sitting and learning, and he didn't realize that he was sitting on his finger and he was causing his finger to bleed. So came a tzduki and saw him and he said, you're amo pezizo. You rushed into receiving the Torah. He said, nase v'nishma. You accepted the Torah without knowing what says in it. So Rava answers him and says, we didn't ask questions and accepted the Torah the way it is. By us it says the pasuk, tumas yeshorim tanchem. Because we're going bitmimus without asking too many questions. But you guys, you the tzdukim, that you don't, not so comfortable, you have all kinds of questions, you're going with aliluso. On you, the pasuk says, v'selef boigdim yashdim. And as many of the Mefarshim point out, Am Yisrael that accepted the Torah bitmimus without asking questions, they have the special siyata deshmaya and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But you, anybody who asks too many questions, one who does not say Nase v'nishma, so by him, the only thing is it will be a richuk for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a failure to connect to Hashem. So the interesting thing is that the Gemara there on Shabbos is darshaning the same psuk in the darshan over here. But there it's regarding tamimus. There it's regarding not asking too many questions, just doing the right thing without trying to find excuses not to keep the Torah. And here we're talking about Yashuas. Here we're talking about someone who is trustworthy. How does these two drushas come together? So the Chorah from the Vilna Goyen's Pirush on Mishlei, the Chorah comes out that the answer is Pashut. Really, there's two things we're talking about here. Even though the Pashut Pshat and the Pasuk is that Tumas Yeshorim, the Tumimus of the Yosher, that will give them the success. But really, there's two different things, it says the Goyen. You have Tumas, Loshon Tumimus. The second thing is Yesharim, Loshon Yashus. And the Vilna Goyen goes on to say you need both. Because Yashrus means you have Yoshua Seichel, you understand well, you try to figure out things. Tmimus means you don't ask too many questions. So when the Torah doesn't make sense, you still have to listen to the Torah. That's what Tmimus adds on the Yashrus. But the Pasuk is speaking about both. So the Pasuk says, the one who's a Tomim and the one who's a Yashur, they have Tamchem, especially Siyat HaDishma from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the ones that are the opposite, the Selef, that they're not Tomim, and the Boigdim, that they're not Yashur, so then they have Yishdim, they don't have that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they don't have the special Siyat HaDishma. So both Nikudus are learned from this Pasuk. And maybe go back to the previous point, maybe that Pshat, that in order really to have the full bracha m'shamayim, we need to have both things, tmimus and yashrus. Someone who's rich, there is a raya that he may have both. Someone who's poor, could be he's missing one of both, not necessarily both. But al kolponim, both points are included in this pasuk. Anyone who wants to join the Shom Machshava email list, wants to go, please email shommachshava@gmail.com.